For Manna in the Morning, this is Keith Kaiser coming to you with another study from God's Word. This morning our reading is in the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 36. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, where goest thou? Jesus answered him, Where I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. Jesus answered him, Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me three times. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. How precious that even in this context where the Lord has just told Peter how he is about to fail him on that night in which he's betrayed, Peter will deny the Lord three times. Nevertheless, in the same breath, the Lord says, Let not your hearts be troubled. How good of the Master to tell his disciples not to fret, not to worry, not to be troubled in heart. So often he would say the same to us, Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And so the Lord would bid us to bring our troubles to him and rest our troubled hearts with him. He says, Come, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The Lord here is able to say to him, Let not your heart be troubled. And he really means it. Now we might at first glance say, What do you mean, Lord? How can you possibly say that? Something so serious as denying you? Something as wretched as that, becoming a traitor myself? What a terrible thing to think about and contemplate. But the Lord tells him, Let not your heart be troubled. Why? Because, he says, ye believe in God, believe also in me. Now that's an astonishing statement of the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he puts himself, in John chapter 14, verse 1, on the same level as God. He says, You believe in God, believe also in me. The same faith you have in God, have in me. A clear statement that Jesus was God manifest in the flesh. But the Lord Jesus here tells him, because of that, because of who he is, they need not be troubled or fear. He has it under control. Even Peter's failure will not sidetrack the Lord's purposes. And what's more, as the Lord tells him in Luke chapter 22, that after he has fallen, he will be turned again to the Lord. He will repent of the denial of the Lord, and he will be restored. And in this very Gospel of John, John records for us the lovely story in John chapter 21 of the Lord Jesus three times commissioning Peter to feed his sheep and feed his lambs. Just as Peter had denied the Lord three times, so the Lord now three times commissions him to feed his people. And that's something that Peter did for the rest of his life. But there's great confidence given to Peter because in spite of Peter's failure, the Lord says, I'm going to go away. I'm going to go to my Father's house where there are many mansions, or it could be translated many abodes or dwelling places. And I'm going to prepare a place for you. How good to know that when you've truly been born again, when you've received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you've come to him in repentance and said, Lord, I'm a sinner. Save me. I'm the sinner for whom Christ died. That the Lord Jesus then offers the secure promise of being with him for eternity in the Father's house. He says, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Now, perhaps from time to time you have guests in your own home. And I'm sure you do what you can to make them feel at home in your home. But would you then begin to rearrange all the furniture and begin to design your home to accommodate your guest? Would you say, now I'm not going to put my home in the way I want it to be put, but I'm going to order it according to what would be best for my guest? Here the Lord basically says as much, that he's going back to the Father's house to rearrange it, make room for us, make it a comfortable situation where we can dwell with the Lord for all eternity. Praise God for his matchless grace. It's all of him, nothing of us.